So obviously this is a really big deal, especially in the New York area. A lot of people are, one, shocked that he even responded to you.
There are many people who left New York all over the country and feel identical to me.
Yeah, and all right, so let's start with the why. Why did you feel the need to have to send that letter?
It's enough to me. Enough is enough. I mean, I'm very involved with computers. So I was searching on the internet, and I had come across a number of articles, you know, regarding Dolan and the way he was dealing with bringing on people, you know, as far as like Steve Kerr specifically. And when I had read two elements. Number one, when the Knicks were, you know, like 9-40. And number two, the incident with Kerr, as far as holding back money or offering him less than what Phil Jackson had suggested, that was enough. I mean, to me, that was the turning point. I mean, you bring on a Phil Jackson because your expectations would be that he would be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. I mean, he'd won a number of championships in two cities. And the Knicks were in the doldrums of the universe. So you're looking for, you're willing to pay Jackson a lot of money, but at the same time you're tying his hands behind his back. I mean, specifically, trying to lowball Steve Kerr. And that was it. That was just the last straw. I mean, you took one of the top franchises in the world. In the '60s and the '70s, and you brought it down, to the bottom of the world. I mean, you went from the very best to the very worst, and you just eliminated. I mean, the franchise was built up because of the fans. The fans made the Knickerbockers. Whenever you paid to buy the franchise, it was because of the fans. And now that, unfortunately, the Garden is packed with corporate America money and not people money, people can't afford to go to the games anymore. And so basically you have a franchise right now that all you're doing is putting money in your pocket and you're antagonizing every fan who helped build up the franchise.
Were you surprised? What was your reaction when you actually got a response?
Absolutely surprised. I mean, I totally flipped out. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just, my initial email to him, which you have a copy of, was very straightforward. I mean, I wasn't being antagonistic. I was just saying, hey, look, by the way, there are a number of things that you did wrong. And so just help everybody and sell the team. That's all. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, his response is totally irresponsive to my to what I was talked about. I mean, the intention was not to be harmful to anybody. I wasn't being disrespectful. I was being 100% professional, unlike him. And then after he had sent me his response to my email, I said, okay, thanks an awful lot. Good luck. Have a good time.
And what was that, when you received the response, what did you send back to him?
I just said thank you. I forgot exactly what I had said to him. But, I mean, it was just very courteous, very professional. Because the verbiage that he used on his email to me was absolutely unequivocally false, wrong, irrelevant to what I had written to him. I mean, the last time I had a drink was when I was 18 years of age, and I'm 73. You tell me.
So he sends you this back. My biggest thing, and I think what a lot of people are taking away from that whole exchange, whether who's right and who's wrong, you'll have people on both sides. But I think Knicks fans in particular are upset that he was just kind of like, hey, go root for the Nets. We kind of don't want you anyway. Was that...
But Listen, that's exactly the attitude. That's exactly why he should sell the Knicks. I mean, it's like, because basically, I mean, yes, he took a cavalier attitude, and it's like, I don't need the fan. Well, the bottom line is, you know, don't be a schmuck. You need the fan. The fan put you in the situation where you are right now. I mean, look, I realize he was born, I ate the money, and fine. So what he should do is sell the Knicks, and he should go out to Long Island and buy a Pop Warner football team and deal with them. I mean, you know, if money is the most important thing in his life, then, you know, then he made a lot of money with the Knicks, so sell it. How much money do you want to, I mean, how many times can you go out and buy whatever you want to buy? I mean, money is not the most important thing in the world.
Would you accept any form of apology from him, or is it too far gone?
No, he's irrelevant to my life. I mean, honestly. I mean, I'm not looking, you know, to maintain a relationship with him in any way, shape, or form. I just expressed a strong opinion. I mean, I think one of the issues is I think that he has insulated himself with the attitude of the fan. And the people around him, although, you know, maybe they're all Harvard MBAs, but the point is that that's not how the world operates.
And
there are a number of situations where you have the classic MBAs have destroyed companies because of their really short-sightedness.
So would it be fair then to say, would you blame Dolan then for all of the wrong that has gone on, or is he just a part of it?
Well, look, in that he's the owner, the answer is yes. I mean, it's like, as an owner, you know, you take the responsibility of what's happening on your franchise, i.e. what the players that are bringing on board, the coaches that are coming, the people you're listening to, bringing on the Isaiahs of the world as your consultants. I mean, these are the people, you know, who you made the decision to bring on. I don't care if you're paying them a penny or $1 billion. The ultimate decision is yours, because on the contract for the team, you're the owner, you're the signer. You take the good and you take the bad.
When you wrote this, did you kind of just see this as a harmless letter? I mean, this has gained national attention. Did you ever think anything like this would happen?
Absolutely not. You know, I was just conveying my opinion, my attitude, you know, as a fan, that's all. I mean, in no way did I expect this to go where it's gone.